Dial in Mulvaney doesn't hold back on Bud Light Budweiser. Welcome to Radar's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here. PoliticalBombshow.com for all of your Political Bombshow store goodies. And you can support us by a link in the description. Let's get it on here. Dial in Mulvaney. Dial in Mulvaney slams Bud Light for not supporting him. It says her hair, but I'm not playing the pretend game. I live in real world reality, not pretend world. Amidst backlash, and the brand responds. So, the Tiki Talker released a video sharing that he felt, again it says she here, but we're not going to play the games. I don't care if this is monetized or not, we'll not play these games. Felt a lot of fear and guilt following the response to his Bud Light partnership. He also encouraged followers to donate to the Transgender Law Center. Dial in Mulvaney called out Bud Light for not standing by him as he faced much backlash when his April ad with the beer brand went viral. The Tiki Talki star, 26, released a video to share his side of the story and stressed how important it is to continue to stand up for trans people even in the face of adversity. On Thursday, June 29th, he said he was shocked at how much attention the ad received and he was scared of all the backlash, including bullying and transphobia as a result. At the start of the clip, Dial In opened up about the start of his partnership and joked that it must have been released during a slow news week, as it quickly became a sensation. Even some celebrities, commentators, and trolls called out the company for partnering with his and called to boycott Bud Light. What transpired from that video was more bullying and transphobia than I could have ever imagined. I should have made this video months ago, but I didn't, he said. Dylan described his feelings amid all the backlash and said he wanted to respond sooner but was afraid. I was scared of more backlash and I felt personally guilty for what transpired. So I patiently waited for things to get better, he said. For months now, I've been scared to leave my house. I've been ridiculed in public. I've been followed. While he didn't name Bud Light, Dial In did say that he didn't receive any messages or any message of support from the company after the backlash. I was waiting for the brand to reach out to me, but they never did, he said. For a company to hire a trans person, now this is the part that got my attention. Because the company said they didn't hire this person, that it was a rogue person. But here, and I have no reason not to believe him here, that the company hired him and then not publicly stand by them is worse, in my opinion, than not hiring a trans person at all, because it gives customers permission to be transphobic and hateful as they want. I'm not going to agree with that. Just because a person don't want to drink something because it's associated with something that's against their religion or being forced down their throat, it doesn't mean that you're being hateful and transphobic. It doesn't mean that at all. So I rebuke what you just said there. Toward the end of the clip, Dialin called on his followers to do all they can do to support trans people and encourage them to donate to the Transgender Law Center if they can. Babe, supporting trans people shouldn't be political. There should be nothing controversial or divisive about working with us, he said. Caring about the LGBTQ plus community requires a lot more than just a donation somewhere doing Pride Month. After Dialin response was released, a spokesperson for Anheuser-Busch, the company that owns Bud Light, released a statement to the Daily Beast. They said that the company is committed to the programs and partnerships we have forged over decades with organizations across a number of communities, including those in the LGBTQ plus community. They didn't mention the TikToker. The privacy and safety of our employees and other partners is always our top priority, the spokesperson said. As we move forward, we will focus on what we do best, brewing great beer for everyone. Well, I wouldn't say that's great beer. It didn't taste like great beer when I used to drink back in the day. It tasted horrible. It tasted like watered down. It didn't taste good, put it that way. And earning our place in moments that matter to our consumers. Dialin had first opened up about the backlash shortly after the ad dropped in April. I don't care. I don't want to read any more. I don't want to read any more of this. Look, just because you disagree with something because it's against your religious belief, it doesn't mean that you're hateful and transphobic. It just means that it is not your belief. It's like you. What if someone tried to force it down your throat to have, I don't know, pick anything that you wanted and something that you didn't believe in? Would you want to be called hateful because you didn't want to do something that they were forcing you to do by throwing it in your face and just, you know, it's just ridiculous. It's a ridiculous thing. And yeah. They've dug themselves into a hole. Many content creators have said this already, but it's worth mentioning again. For Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch, you have to pick a side or you're going to get squashed in the middle. And that's what you did. You did not pick a side, so therefore you have the right-wing Republicans, conservative Christians upset. Then you have the transgender side and LGBTQ plus side upset because you're not with them. So you're just stuck. You're just stuck. That's, hey, you did it to yourself. No one wants their favorite beer company to get political. If you were just stuck to making good beer, which is arguably not true, it's not that good, well, then you wouldn't be in this position now, would you? That is all your own fault. You brought it upon yourself, and now you've earned yourself. Why must I cry? That's right. That's right. And
if you agree, won't you give a thumbs up? If you disagree, give a thumbs up anyway.
There you have it. Don't forget to visit politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bomb Show Store, or just click on Support Us, and we'll see you in the next one.